Carter, the woman said. I live next door to the Roth house. The man came over to her, and she introduced him. This is my husband, David. She turned to Mr. Carter. Dave, the Roth house has been sold to the children's cousins. Mr. Carter slowly narrowed his eyes.
I don't need any neighbors, he said gruffly.
Gloria Carter put her hand on her husband's arm and said, Now, David, it will be lovely to have new young neighbors. I'm delighted. She smiled. We're driving into Greenfield to shop now. Will you be here long?
We're going to start cleaning up, Jesse said. We'll be here a lot in the next few weeks.
How nice, Mrs. Carter said. Then I'll see you again. The Carters got into their car and drove off. The Aldens took the bundles from the bike baskets and carried them up to the porch. Jesse unlocked the door and they went into the house.
She was a nice lady, Benny said.
Yes, Violet said, but he wasn't very friendly.
Henry laughed.
Oh, well, one friendly neighbor out of two is okay.
Inside the house, Benny wrinkled his nose.
Like I said before, it smells.
Henry went to a window and pulled it up.
It's just a little stuffy. Let's open all the windows, upstairs, too. That'll help.
I'll go upstairs with you, Violet, Jesse said. Benny, you stay down here and help Henry.
Upstairs, the girls went into each room and pulled the windows up. Jesse looked into the largest bedroom.
Look, Violet, there are still shades on these windows.
Violet shook her head.
Yes, and look at them. They're torn and dirty and faded. I wonder if these are the Roth's shades, or if anyone lived in this house after they moved out.
We can ask someone, Jesse said. Let's go downstairs and see where we should begin to clean.
The girls ran lightly down the stairs and joined their brothers, who were in the living room.
Where should we start? Jesse asked.
We can't start anywhere, Benny said. We have no cleaning things.
Jesse laughed.
Oh, I forgot. You are smart, Benny.
Benny grinned.
Well, then, I'm smart enough to know since we can't clean, we can at least eat. Let's fix lunch.
Henry shrugged and began to laugh.
We might as well.
Suddenly, there was a loud bang from upstairs. The Aldens all jumped.
What was that?
Benny asked, his eyes wide. Violet moved closer to Jesse.
There's nobody here but us, is there?
She asked, her voice shaking.
I don't know, but I'll go look, Jesse said bravely.
I'll go with you, Henry said.
Henry and Jesse walked up the stairs slowly.
What do you suppose it was?
Henry whispered to Jesse. He took her hand and they went from room to room. In the large bedroom, a shade was lying on the floor. Jesse laughed.
Oh, that's what it was.